Chapter 2. Off Isla Guadalupe, Mexico. The Present. Thousands of silvery fish swam past Sam and Remy Fargo, gleaming, turning this way and that in unison, as though they were all controlled by one mind. The water was clear and warm, and Sam and Remy could see far beyond the steel bars of their cage. Sam held a 3-foot aluminum shaft with a small, sharp barb on the end. It was a tool for the application of tags, and in the weeks since he and Remy had been on this voyage, he'd become adept at using it. He looked at her, and then ahead again, staring into the distance. As they watched, a darker spot seemed to form itself at the limit of their sight, as though the tiny particles held in the water were coming together to form a solid shape. It was a shark, and as Sam and Remy had known he would, he turned toward them. He came at an angle, drawn perhaps by the dense schools of fish that had gathered near the steel shark cage and flitted in and out between the bars. But there was no question the shark was aware of Sam and Remy. The Fargos were experienced divers, and they were both used to the idea that it was not possible to go into the ocean anywhere in the world without having a shark notice their presence. They had seen many sharks over the years, usually small blues that came close to investigate the wet-suited newcomers diving near the kelp beds not far from their home in San Diego, reject them as prey and swim off. This shark embodied the other possibility. The nightmare predator, always swimming forward to keep the water moving through its gills, equipped with sight, smell, hearing, a network of nerves running along its body that felt even small vibrations in the water, and the ability to sense minute electrical discharges from the muscle contractions of its victims. The shark's large tail gave a series of lazy undulations, and it moved toward them. As its outline became easier to see in the clear water, the shark seemed to grow. In the distance it had seemed large, but now, as it approached them, Sam realized that he had observed it much farther away. The closer it grew, it became immense. It was exactly what he and Remy had come to find, great whites that were over 20 feet long. The shark swam through a school of fish that separated into 2 swirling swarms, then reunited into a school again, but the shark paid no attention to them. Its tail gave another undulation, and it glided ahead. The shark, its nose a flattish, pointed protuberance that seemed about 4 feet wide, moved through the water toward them, then turned again. The shark's body swung past the steel cage where Sam and Remy were hanging, so close that they could have reached out and touched it. The body was thick, and the pointed dorsal fin above it looked as tall as a man. The shark didn't leave. It passed by them again. Sam and Remy remained motionless inside their cage. Even after many dives near the island, Sam found that during these long minutes, he became conscious of the steel bars that had been welded into the cage. Were they solid? They had seemed to be when the cage had been lifted into the water by the crane. The welds, he now could see, looked short and hasty, maybe unreliable. The welder couldn't possibly have imagined the size and power of the creature just now passing by. This animal was at Guadalupe Island to find elephant seals and tuna, and Sam and Remy didn't look much like either. In their black wetsuits, though, they looked a bit more like California sea lions, which could make them seem very tasty to a great white. Then, as abruptly as it had appeared, the shark gave a few twitches of its tail and glided away from the cage. For a few seconds, Sam felt intense disappointment. Considering their size and ferocity, great whites were sometimes surprisingly cautious. Had Sam missed his only chance to get this giant on record? Then, without warning, the shark wheeled about, flicked its tail 4 or 5 times, and barreled into the broad side of the steel cage, its huge mouth gaping, revealing the rows of triangular teeth. Sam and Remy clung to the bars on the opposite side of the cage while the shark shook the forward part of its body, working to get its jaws around the cage, but unable to accomplish it. As the shark pushed the cage forward, the cage tilted, and Sam saw his chance. He jabbed the aluminum shaft into the skin at the base of the tall dorsal fin and immediately...